In today's Modern Ag Report, the University of Florida's Citrus Research and Education Center's new citrus tree steamer was on hand at last month's 2015 Citrus Expo in Florida. Steaming technology is being tested as a possible cure for huanglongbing, also known as citrus greening.
So we've been doing these field trials for about a year and a half now, and the growers that we've done them for have been very pleased with the results. They say the trees look healthier, have more fruit on them. We actually did some field trials in February and March of this year up in Leesburg at Cliff Whitaker's Grove, and those trees, after 6 months, the new flush did not have any signs of greening, so that was very encouraging. In terms of the biological testing, like lab tests, the lab tests are still being worked out. They're very new methods, so the tests are somewhat inconclusive and confusing at the moment, but hopefully the scientists are working on getting those lab tests better, and they'll have better results for us soon.
Project senior engineer Joseph Trotashow says they received a grant that allowed them to take the steaming technology to the next level.
So this is our improved steaming system. It's the second iteration. We started working on it in January of this year as part of a grant from the United States Department of Agriculture to improve steaming methods, and also we have a goal of steaming 10,000 trees in 2 years. We were able to get our platform, which is a military surplus 2.5-ton truck with four-wheel drive, for a deep discount compared to something like a tractor. And it also has the benefit of being highway legal, so we can transport this to and from fields long distances. And the four-wheel drive allows us to operate in very sandy groves, which has come in handy many times thus far. Our heat source is provided by a steam boiler. It produces 680 pounds per hour of steam. It runs off of diesel, an internal diesel engine. And it also has electronics for safety measures and things like that, powered by a surplus military generator, which we also got. We have a 300-gallon water tank, which provides enough water for about 4 hours of operation, so we can just have to fill it up twice in a day. And we also have that water filtered through just a regular pre-filter, and then also a water softener to prevent debris and scale from building up in the boiler itself. With this setup, we can do about 150 trees per day. We're hoping to get that even faster as we make improvements to the machine over time.
Trotashow says they were surprised by how successful their grant applications were, and that's allowing them to create a complementary vehicle that can see if the steaming is helping soon after treatments.
We put in a bid for three of these trucks, expecting to get one of them, and we actually got all three. So we were intending on just building one, but now we can build two machines like this, and then also on the third truck, we're going to use it for an instrumentation platform. So we're going to mount cameras, lasers, light sensors, things that can detect things like leaf area index on the tree, what color the leaves are to detect the disease, and we can just drive that through the grove and continuously take data and hopefully evaluate the trees that we treat as we go. We're in the process of building that right now.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.